adventurers. You have joined us for another episode of the Drunks and Dragons podcast. I am your dungeon master, Michael DeMauro, and with me is Tim Lanning.
Hey everybody, it's great to be here. Thanks so much for having me.
Jennifer Cheek.
Hey everyone.
Nika Howard.
I'm full of beets and beets byproduct.
And the Mike Bachman.
This week we're only grinding
beans
that on the dance other. Floor.
Oh wow!
All those things.
We went different ways.
We all discussed what joke we were going to make when it started, and we were not on the same page.
I don't know what you're talking about. They go perfectly together.
I'm so congested. I can hear like my voice reverberating through my noggin, and I hate it.
Why?
I don't know.
Why would you choose to be like that?
Is it because of our horrible cats?
What? Probably.
Is God punishing you for something?
Yeah. Did you do a sin? Did you nut during No Nut November?
Thou shalt not nut during No Nut November.
No comment. Get it?
Comment.
I said comment. Ew. Yes, I did. Hey, everyone. It's Monday right now, in my opinion, because everyone listens right on Monday. PAX Unplugged is next week? I want to say this week.
It's so soon. I'm so excited.
Next week. Wait.
No.
PAX Unplugged is
this week.
The 29th, 30th? 30th of November 2018. On the 30th, we're doing our meetup at Destination Dogs. That's the Friday at 7 p.m.
Come eat a hot dog.
Come eat a hot dog and a Moscow Mule or whatever.
They got good
Hang
drinks
out.
There, I remember.
Yeah, I plan on not being sick this time.
Do they really have hot dogs?
Yeah.
I'm so excited.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, it came up immediately.
It's not false advertising.
Yeah.
No, it's definitely
Wait, are the hot dogs dog sausage or are they...
Yeah.
They got international yes. dogs. They got it's domestic so dogs. I wonder... They have a dog called the Hebrew Hammer.
Whoa.
It's an all-beef hot dog with potato lockies on it.
There's a bun mi hot dog. I hope it's just all that stuff.
I feel like they must have a veggie hot dog, I would guess. But yeah, it's I don't 100% know that.
But also, if you're at the convention, it's its own damn self. Say hi to us. We are very
Please.
Friendly, and it makes our day to be able to chat with you about everything and anything, or maybe play a board game.
Yeah.
I'll be doing a little game. Find me during the con. I'll give you $1,000 on the spot.
Yeah, if you find Bachman, you get $1,000. I hope that you go to, like, the Walmart or wherever you guys go, and someone walks up to you and it's like, give me $1,000.
Give me $1.
Bachman, just because you missed your daughter's first steps doesn't mean you can't ignore her for a long weekend and come hang out with us. Come on.
Yeah, Bachman, do you want to come to PAX East?
Come on.
I do.
In our chat, Nika was like, should we invite him? I'm like, he's always invited. We just don't bring it up anymore.
Well, I feel like more, maybe not heavily imply an invitation, but just kidnap him.
Okay, I can do that.
We're just going to steal you. And Amelia!
Yeah.
I guess she can come too.
Yeah, that's fine. We have a big suitcase. Put you in there, brother.
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 Okay, I'll come.
I've started Thanks. Liquoring.
What? Liquoring?
I'm looking at hot dogs right now.
Put those hot dogs away.
You know what they say, liquor after 40, never been sicker.
Okay,
that doesn't
we gotta
rhyme,
move
though.
On.
That doesn't rhyme.
We gotta move on.
Is there anything else we need to discuss, or should we just start rolling D20s?
I mean, buy GeeklyCon tickets, obviously.
Please.
Subscribe to our Patreon, we're doing more good shit. Give money to the California wildfires. Probably still happening.
We're looking for a graphic designer to help with GeeklyCon that does print stuff. And there is money involved. So hit me
you
up.
You should get the people that did that League of Legends video.
I tweeted about it and I got so many DMs from people who have no idea what Geekly was. And so now I'm trying this.
Hey.
Was it Psy? Did Psy do it?
Did Psy do it?
The League of Legends video?
Wait, Psy, you mean the...
Like,
yeah, you said it was Korean.
Star?
It was K-pop. Yeah.
Thank you.
So I assumed it was Psy.
It might be.
Could be. Fuck it. Let's roll D20s. Come on.
Woo-hoo.
Get in there.
Buddy.
Love to.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
I'm going to roll this really pink one.
I got a 2, the perfect roll.
I got 11.
Piss, I got a 14.
I got a 14.
Whoa! Nika, stop copying everyone's rolls.
I'm twins with everyone today.
That was a 9.
I got an 11.
Nika Howard.
Okay, last time we did individual sessions for each character at the beginning of the show.
A little 101 D&D.
We came together at the end where we each discussed it. Toby found his missing brother, Snatch.
Yes.
Long lost
missing brother, Snatch. He also made the beans 37% more tasty, so much so that a strange gentleman exclaimed in the mess hall how good they were.
I made dangerously illegally good beans.
He put crack in them, I'm guessing. Magic crack. Rowan met Verona, who sits outside in the garden and has a crush on her and flirted with her.
That's 100% canon and real, and that's definitely what's going on.
Scud got hit with a beet stick that had an eyeball attached to it, so now he has a bruise with an eyeball attached to his head. Oh, Rowan also got some smokes.
Yeah, I did.
Lonnie met the old librarian and the old raven.
Lonnie wants corn.
Yeah, and she needs corn so that she can bribe the raven to open up the restricted book section.
Is it actually a raven?
It is a raven. Michael said it was a raven.
There's a person that has a raven. There's a person who also has a raven.
Gotcha.
Oh, yeah. It's not just a raven in the library. That'd be funny.
Like, are you offering a Kenku corn? This is extremely offensive.
I hate corn.
Oh, look at you. You're a big-ass bird. You get so big.
You must eat a lot of corn. Like that we don't know what Lonnie actually did. Which is kind of a fun
just she was in the moist library, yeah. And now needs corn.
Yeah. She could like be telling everything true and not even with a Lonnie spin, you know, but we don't know.
You have to listen to the app.
Who knows?
I can't wait for you guys to listen to it and be like, okay.
Yeah.
It was a moist as raven.
That is a moist library.
Did not do racism to a Kenku and Aarakocra.
I like there's two different kinds of bird people.
Mm-hmm.
I hadn't really thought about that until just
if
now.
You think about it, there could be four.
What are the there's other
all,
ones?
There could be all kinds.
She could be maybe like a shifter, maybe a ware. You know?
Mm.
Who's to say, really?
There should be more kinds of cat people.
Do you think there's like house cat people and wild cat people?
Yes, I do.
You could be like our friend Ben, who plays a Tabaxi, but his wife is just a regular cat.
Yeah.
in our D&D game.
But they don't have sex. It's
they don't have sex. It's not weird.
Yeah. His name's Toilet.
His name's Toilet Bench. Anyway, I'm sorry. Just remembering that again.
Yeah, it's funny. We should play with them.
So you are all in the cafeteria.
Yeah.
And you're eating delicious beans.
Yeah. Do they give us like silverware or what are we eating our beans with?
It's probably like a poorly made wooden spoon.
Is it like a... Okay, it's just a spoon. It's not one of those utility utensils.
It's not a spork, if that's what you're suggesting.
Damn. Well, sometimes there's a knife, like, blade on the end of it, too. Yeah, is there so a knife all blade? In one.
Yeah, no, this that sounds dangerous.
Yeah, that's true. We
is it like a Taco Bell spork?
Yes. I stan a spork.
Toby stops flossing and he eats the beans.
I forgot the flossing was happening.
He's been flossing for a whole week.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's really tired and dehydrated.
I'm tired. Why did I do that?
The beans are cold.
So what's the plan next, I guess?
It just seems like there's a few different directions we could be going. I mean, we could go with a classic, you know, break out of here with the whole, like, get myself a bow kind of thing. But then there's, like, the angle of getting our blood back. We need to do that. I definitely need my blood. Huh?
I need my blood. I need my cloak.
I mean, I can't really be super helpful either without my blood. We need our blood. Maybe we need to focus on getting our blood back. But probably to get our blood back, it'd be helpful if I did.
Well, I need that book. So Lonnie...
Oh, yeah, I gotta get corn, and then the raven will tell me how to get past the restricted barrier back there.
Okay.
And then I will be able to get that book. And it looks like that side of the library is the only side that maybe has a dehumidifier or some sort of anti-moist section.
Michael, do dehumidifiers exist in a Drunk Rose world?
Hard to say.
Well,
you have to get to the restricted section.
Wait for the Drunks and Dragons source book where Michael will tell you in exhaustive detail whether or not dehumidifiers exist.
It has an extensively designed HVAC system.
Yeah.
To keep away the humidity.
Snatch.
It's like museum quality in there.
Do you know where to get some corn?
I mean, they have it in the garden, but that's for the guards, and they'll probably kill you if you try to take it.
Okay, that's not good.
Well, I think that I kind of have an in with Verona, and like if she's getting lemonade and stuff, I feel like maybe I can. Maybe I can, like, try to work or get some corn, you know?
Yeah.
What if we took the corn kernels off the cob and then put the stalk back up on it so then they wouldn't even know that the kern was gone yet?
That's actually a really good idea.
And then if they notice it, it'll be like, oh, darn, so the animals got
a bug.
It. It was a bug eating it or a groundhog.
A bird.
A bird! A kinku!
Well, we'll try to see if we can... Rowan, I think you should probably steal the sausage from the guards, not from the kitchen, or else they're going to kill my brother. And that would make me very, very sad.
Yeah, I don't want to... I don't want to get you killed, buddy. I'm not trying to do that.
No, thanks. I don't want to die.
How am I going to steal from the guards, though?
I have. Like, there's been some dark moments in here.
I'm sure.
And I have really thought about it. And they give us shoelaces because I think they want us to hang ourselves.
Whoa.
Jesus. Really harsh.
That's dark,
but
man.
Yeah, I've made it this far. And I hope you guys can, you know, do all this weird stuff you're talking about.
I'm sure we can. I mean, nothing has stopped us before.
We've gotten out of worse spots.
Oh, for sure. Like, we fought that lich.
Yeah.
Remember that?
Oh my god, you fought a lich?
Yeah, it was very scary.
Yeah, we're basically, this is like a vacation. This is like a retreat, a group retreat.
It's not quite that. I'm very stressed out because like I can't cast magic. I've never gone this long.
This is like an escape room for us, you know? It's a team building activity.
I see. Yeah. I like it.
Scud, do you think that your friend might be able to help us get the blood back or know where the blood is?
Who, Jimmy Skaggs or the boss?
Either or.
Jimmy Skaggs doesn't know where the blood is, and the boss, I believe, doesn't care where the blood is. I think the last we heard was that we had to, that Jose Longshadow was our best lead on where the blood is. Isn't that right?
Yes.
So no.
But maybe now the crow is our best.
Well, if we get the book, then we can brew up the anti potion to the blood. So, like, we'll change our blood, and then I'll be able to get my magic on.
Okay. So, number one, I gotta get corn.
Uh-huh. Magikon is my favorite Pokemon.
Michael, I wanna ask this, but I wanna kind of just do it. Because I feel like if I ask you, you can say no, but if I just do it, there's a better chance of being
happy. I never been so happy.
Yeah. Okay, can we sidebar, Michael? Don't listen.
Okay.
Michael, get out. Take your headphones off.
Guys, what if we found out where the blood was, and then maybe I could just run there real fast and grab it and come back and no one would know?
Okay.
What are you going to do about locked doors?
I'll just go right through them.
Lonnie, we've been over this. That doesn't work.
Yet.
I know that you want to try it very badly, but they'll probably cast a spell on you and you'll die.
Lonnie, I'm just really worried you're going to slam into the door and you're going to think it's like a Roadrunner situation and you'll go through it, but you're just going to be smashed like a pancake.
Yeah.
Guys, they did the math. Lonnie can go like 60 miles an hour.
And Michael, as we take all your headphones know, off.
As we all know, cars go so fast that they can phase right through telephone poles and things.
I mean, I've watched a car go through a house.
Yeah, that's just science, Michael.
I haven't owned a car for a long time, so this sounds true to me.
I mean, how much does Lonnie weigh going 60 miles an hour into a poorly reinforced door?
What if she's got really heavy bones?
Okay, Lonnie, we get one shot at this.
It's like the beginning, or how they've snuck into the prison in the rock. You just have to do it perfectly. It's like, all right, yeah, at one time during the day, they open the doors 7 seconds
and
apart.
Just gotta like go. Yeah. Yeah, that's my window.
Yeah.
Okay. Sidebar over. We can go back to being serious.
Well, I guess we should just continue on with just doing our thing.
Yeah, I mean,
right?
I think so.
Getting clues.
So
getting...
What's everyone's plan? My plan, corn.
I don't have one.
Corn plan. Well, why don't you help me to get some sausage?
Okay.
You talk to a guard or something and get.
Okay. Are there any other books that someone might need? I feel like I feel like I can't help much until I get back into the restricted section. But I want to help more.
Can we not go to like the other folks' workplaces? Could I bring a friend to the garden?
I believe that would be frowned upon.
Okay.
Well, we have free time. Can we go to
the
library?
Is there like the
now?
Yard? Is there like the yard?
Do we? I mean, we are in prison. Do we? Yeah.
You haven't had free time yet.
Really? What's my study hall? Where's recess?
We're in prison.
In prison, they have free time.
They do have free time in prison.
They have so much free time.
I've learned this from watching
Oranges.
Orange is the New Black. Or Oz. Which I've actually
hey,
not
buddy.
Seen.
Hey, brother.
Yes.
Do you have any? Brother. Do you have any questions for me about how prison works?
No, I'm good.
Okay.
Just kidding. No, I have a lot. I was kidding. I have a million questions. First of all, where's the bathrooms? The nice ones.
There aren't any.
Okay.
Go on.
Good. Good. Are we able to visit the library?
Yes. After 5 years of good behavior, I keep getting almost to 5 years, and then like they'll catch me on some infraction, and then I won't get to go again. I think only like 3 people have access to it.
Really? Wow. Who?
I don't know their names. They're so quiet and good that I don't know who they are.
Can I? What if one is my good friend Brooke Togg? Do you know Brooke Togg?
Brooke Togg?
Yeah. The Goliath.
No.
Oh, wait, no, that's not my friend.
What's no,
friend
he must here? Be new.
Rotok came with us.
Steiner Ulf. I get him feel so bad.
Steiner Ulf?
Yeah. He's a guard.
No, that's
Steimer Duncan. Their names are similar. It's confusing.
Okay. That is very confusing.
It's confusing. That's Patreon for you. I don't think so.
What do you do for fun?
Work and sleep.
Huh. But you don't work all day. What are you doing after this?
Going to sleep.
Wow, 7 p.m.
We do get what we do get some free time.
For like how long and where?
On the first of the month, we get 2 hours out in the yard.
Man, prison sucks.
This prison's really bad.
Ask me what day it is.
What day is it?
It's the third.
Oh my god. We're never gonna get outside. This prison sucks.
Yeah, it's bad. That's why people hang themselves.
Ugh, stop saying that. It's so dark.
And you've survived all this time. Damn,
yeah, man.
We gotta get you out of here, man.
You're strong.
This is no good for you.
Treacle Tarts have an indomitable spirit.
That's true.
That's real true. Look at this guy.
Look at me.
Toby's glowing.
I'm hugging my brother again.
Guard's like, no touching.
Ah, sorry. I have
so many questions. Do any of you guys have questions for him?
I mean, I feel like, has anyone ever escaped out of here?
Well, good question.
No, never.
Have people tried and gotten caught?
Yes, and all the time.
What happens to them?
They're killed.
Oh no.
Yeah.
Do they kill them outside the prison?
Ooh.
They take them to the yard and they burn, you know all that ash that's always floating through the air?
Uh-huh.
That's mostly burned up inmates.
What? That's so many. Jesus.
I know.
There's like piles of it.
This is like a prison city.
I don't like it, actually.
This makes me feel real sad, and I don't like to feel sad.
Yeah, we should get out of here.
I feel kind
of
nauseated, actually. Shit.
These beans are good. Mmm.
this is like the most joy that he's felt in 18 years.
18 years, 19 years, however long it's been.
What's your brother's name again?
Snatch.
Snatch! Why is his name Snatch?
I don't know. That's what I wanted it to be back in the
is
day.
Is he the firstborn or the secondborn?
Let me go to my Google doc.
I'm the oldest.
He is the oldest.
Oh, okay.
Damn.
I think...
So the firstborn.
It goes yes. Snatch, Brea, Pan, me, then Sam's.
Sam's.
Yeah.
Well, one person, multiple Sam's. Okay.
Papa Arlton and Mama Contessa. My great grandfather is Warley. Anything else?
That's a treacle tart ass name right there.
Yeah.
Man, well, I mean, I've got to believe that if anyone can break out of here, we could do it.
Yeah, we could do it.
I don't know how fast we can do it. And
we have to find Paylor.
We've got to find...
Paylor's really here? Golly.
What if Paylor... Oh my God, what does Paylor look like?
I don't remember.
Paylor's here in prison!
What if Paylor is a prisoner and they took his blood so he don't have no magic why he ain't got out yet?
Can I do a religion check?
Are you guys talking about the god Paylor, or is it just like somebody?
Do gods even have blood?
I got a one.
Does he have a scar and beautiful hair? Is he that person?
I don't
Michael,
remember.
What are you keeping from us? Snatch, yeah. Is he, yes, god, the Paylor the god, have you seen him?
Paylor the god?
Yeah.
Man, you know, there's rumors that they keep very, very powerful inmates in the lower levels.
I want to go there really bad.
That's where Paylor is.
Yeah,
but they couldn't keep
lower
a
levels.
God.
I'm into there.
How would they do it?
I don't know.
Well, how wouldn't they kept all of us here? I'm sorry. I know you've been gone from Toby for a very long time, but he's extremely powerful magic
he
user.
He said that to me.
He really is.
I'm level 17.
I mean, if he can make beans like this, I believe it.
That's a level 20. When he gets to level 20, he can make 50% better beans.
The copy of myself, Toby 2, is a really good cook as well.
Where's Toby 2?
Toby 2 is on the Dirty D's Done Dirt Cheap.
Probably. Is Toby 2 your son?
No.
Have you had a son since I've been gone?
He's a simulacrum of me.
What?
A simulacrum. Simulacrum?
What's that?
Okay, so you take $1,000 worth of snow. And
dollars?
Gold, excuse me. And then you put magic, and after a week, you get a copy of you.
Whoa, is that necromancy?
Nope, it's because it's fake. It's not reanimating a dead body.
Atomi 2's been around for quite a while.
Yeah.
It sounds like you're meddling in things you shouldn't.
It's nothing like necromancy.
Oh, yeah, Scud knows all about that.
Yeah, he likes necromancy.
Do you know about necromancy, Scud?
I'm very good with bones.
Really?
I'm going to be the best bone mancer.
He has a bit of a, what do you call it? Groupies. Skella groupies.
Oh.
Yeah.
That sounds awesome.
They're made up of bones.
He made a bone mech one time.
Yeah. I didn't see it because I turned into a dragon.
See, we're very powerful. Yeah.
Yeah, I could turn into a dragon if I put a crown on.
No way.
Yeah.
See, that's what I'm saying, man. Like, I know things seem really dire right now, but we're really powerful.
The chat is asking if Toby 2 would disappear due to my lack of magic, but I don't believe that's how it works.
They just kind of exist forever until they die. So
just like us.
Yeah, so
know,
true.
When you think about it.
Damn. Because I'm not like imbuing it with magic constantly. I imbue it with magic once and then it goes about its day. So
does he grow?
No, he cannot grow. Cannot learn.
But then why, how would he die then?
Well, he gets killed.
Oh, so he just, so he's like an elf in
that. Yeah, because he has the
he'll
same.
He'll just keep living until someone kills him.
Yeah, he has the same.
Like he won't grow, he won't die of old age.
Right, he has the same hit points as me as whatever
every
level
I was. Every time I think about Toby 2, it's just so fucked up.
Right, because he knows everything that I knew when I made him. He can never learn anything new from that point on. So.
Wow.
Yeah, it's kind of dark.
I am glad he's going to stick around and not that he did not, like, pop out of existence when you came into this prison.
Right.
But then that's making me ponder too much on his existence, and it's making me uncomfortable.
It is weird. And, you know, mechanically, I probably should have made another one because it would be stronger, but I just love Toby 2 too 3D. Much. I can't get rid of him.
Yeah.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Scud, where is the laundry room?
Scud points in the direction of the laundry room.
Michael, where's the laundry room?
Where Scud is pointing.
But is it like down? Or?
Is it, yeah, is it on the same level that we are?
Everything has been on one level.
Okay. Scud, do you think that the boss might be able to get us down into a lower level and maybe we could see if Paylor is down there?
Yeah.
I can ask him. Tonight.
Wait, are you meeting him tonight?
Right, because I gotta go through the tunnel in my cell to get
you
to
have, what?
You have a tunnel?
You have a tunnel?
There's a tunnel in my cell. Shh, shh. You don't know about the tunnel.
Why didn't you tell us this earlier?
Because it's a secret tunnel.
I don't have anything cool like that. Well, I didn't really explore my cell very much.
I just have my roommate.
Are we able to visit each other's cell, Snatch?
No.
What if we tunneled through to each other's cells and then we could go see each other whenever we wanted to? We could have slumber parties.
We could have a little bit of fun.
Lonnie's just going to stay in prison now because we don't have slumber parties.
He was here.
Well, I put up a poster.
I have yet to find a bad thing.
Lonnie's nesting.
Got a cool ass roommate.
So does Scud like the prison? Is it like his monastery?
Mm. He doesn't have any bones, though.
Mm. I don't have any bones.
That is a problem.
That makes me
Although,
sad.
Although, I didn't have bones at first in the monastery either, and then they were provided to me. So
you could get bones if you needed to.
You need to get on, like, crematorium duty so that you can, like, get the bones out before
they
burn
out. Yeah, bone duty.
Oh, yeah.
We need his magic back first.
Well, okay.
Piss!
Fair, Michael.
Party pooper!
The real magic is friendship, and then once we discover friendship with Bone,
then
they'll reanimate, I think.
That's probably true.
Well, I guess we should just go about our thing, and then, you know, right? Or is there anything else we're missing? I don't know, shit.
Fuck.
So you're all going to be going back to bed.
Yeah.
What is each and every person's plan?
I am going to try my best to flirt with... what's her face?
Verona.
In order to get corn and bring it back to Lonnie.
Okay. So that'll be tomorrow on guard duty.
Yes.
Or on...
Gardening duty. Michael, I'm not going to lie to you. I don't really have a plan because I don't want to get my brother in trouble. But I want those sausages. Maybe I can try to make friends with Ruby.
You look in the corner and you see Stimer Duncan and he's got just like a massive plate of like 90 sausages, and he's just
damn,
like
too many.
And he's just like stuffing him in his mouth and like grease is running down his chin. And he seems to be looking at you as he's doing it.
Are these the kind of sausages he needs to take the skin off to you?
Nope, he's just munching right into him.
Disgusting.
He's staring at me as he eats some sausage. This is the worst. This is the scariest thing that's ever happened to me. I hate this very much. It chills me to my bones.
Maybe we can offer him some beans for a second, because everyone's talking about how good they are, and then steal a couple sausages while he's not looking.
Okay, I guess if you want to get hit in the head of the club, be my guest.
There's so many. He's got so many sausages. They're right there. Is there a different guard that's not as mean? I don't want to get in the head with
Is there like a trash can, Michael? Like, can we, like, what if there's
can
a trash can?
Can we dumpster dive?
And we just create a distraction and then, like, fall into, knock the trash can over, eat the sausage boys.
Oh, no. I mean, you could definitely do that.
Okay, let's do it.
Wait, we're going to knock the trash over to find sausages in it.
Yeah.
Sausage skins.
Snatch. Have you ever made bad sausages before, or have sausages ever come out bad? Not that you personally made them. I'm very...
Yeah, Toby's, like, getting in your... like, clenching his fists.
Implying that his brother would make a bad sausage.
I try to make the best sausages I can make, but really all I do is make sure the meat goes into the casings. My job isn't very hard.
Where do the casings come from?
Yeah, where do the casings come from? Yeah, that's really what we need from? Here.
I think they're like goat stomachs or something. I don't know.
Testes,
goat anuses? They're from a goat, I think.
Where do they store them?
Well, yeah, where do they store them? So maybe we can steal them.
Wait, why do we need the sausage?
For her bow.
Why don't you just use shoelaces?
Oh, that won't work like a bowstring, Lonnie.
You need sausage.
Come on. Throw in, like, what's Jesus, everyone else doing?
Jesus,
like...
Lonnie.
Come on.
She loves to ride. She just doesn't know.
You need
I
sausage.
Would like to rile you up.
Trying to act like you use shoestrings. And Rowan gives her a noogie.
I will definitely take my shoestrings out to add to my inventory of shoestrings.
How many do you have now?
Two.
Okay.
They're goat intestines. I disagree with the chat room that says they're pig intestines. This is a goat centric.
Yeah, these are
sausage.
Goat sausage.
Yeah, sorry, chat. You get to help us sometimes, but you have to fucking stop.
It's goats.
It's goats. It's
goats.
Not pigs. Okay.
This time, you're right that it's not anus or whatever the other thing was that I said.
It's an intestine, right?
Stomach.
It's an intestine. Yes, I'll agree to that.
Okay. All right, good. Let's go try to make a distraction and not get murdered. What do you say? I don't want to get hit.
I don't want to get
hit. It hurts so bad.
Oh, wait. Okay, hold on.
Okay.
Guys, I'm going to make Joe Sale hit me. And whenever he tries to hit me, since I don't need magic, I can just duck out of the way.
Oh, you mean Steiner Duncan?
He doesn't hit. Yeah, I'm sorry, not Joe Sale. They just have so many names.
There's too many.
No, I think we should go after Joe Sale now.
Let's just change the plan entirely.
Yeah. Okay, that's a good idea. Then, well, how about this? How about you push me into the trash
His
can?
His plate of sausages. Oh
that
wait,
works
why
too.
Why don't I just do that? And then he'll spill a sausage on the floor.
Yeah.
And he'll go to throw them away.
And we'll stash them.
Yeah, I'm tiny. So you can
I do that.
Pretend to, and then I'll lay on the ground and cry and pick up a sausage, I think.
I just want to point out that the chat is telling us that we should murder a prisoner and take their intestines. And that is dark even for us.
That's not a bad idea. We've definitely gone down the kill a prisoner path before.
If Jayla was here.
Yeah. Oh, if Jayla was here, that would have already happened.
We would just go down and find a violent offender and be like, all right, you deserve it.
I think Rowan would feel a little conflicted about that. But like, if this plan like really doesn't pan out, that might be.
I mean, but how good is a bow going to do? Do you have arrows?
We got stuff.
Okay.
Me and my best friend. I gotta scroll his name real quick. My best friend Nibor Wara. he's got it going.
All right. Let's do the trash plan.
Okay.
Just run me through the trash plan once real quick.
It's pretty.
I feel like it changed a couple times.
I feel like it. I can even run me through the trash plan because I don't feel like I know what's happening.
Are we doing the Lonnie throws Toby into the trash,
or throws me onto the table.
Whichever Toby would prefer.
I think you're going to get murdered if you throw me on the table of the guard, which is bad.
Maybe throw in the trash, and maybe the guard will get up and have to like be like, hey, and then I can go in and...
Yeah, and you're more dexterous, so toss me in the trash because I'm small, and then Rowan can come over to help me.
Or should Lonnie run and grab the sausage real quick?
Okay.
And then I will toss you in the trash.
Yes, yeah, that's a much better
plan.
Why were we not working off of everyone's strengths?
That's a good...
And can Scud do anything to further
I was kind
plan?
Of nervous about how Lonnie wasn't going to not die. Which maybe
well to be fair
happy.
I do like logistically I have things where I can dodge and all of that stuff.
Yeah, but we're in like jail and they'll just keep on trying and beat you to death with
that's fair.
Who knows if they even have magic. I don't like to think about it. It scares me.
Okay.
All right
Toby. All right. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay, so just one more time because you said a lot of things.
Okay,
what is each person doing?
All right,
Rowan is going to throw Toby in the trash.
Okay. I'm going to run and grab a sausage.
And I'm going to cry.
Well, like, we're going to make a distraction so that What's-His-Face has to get up.
Yeah, so I'll be in the trash, rooting around for treats. And
we're going to pretend
screaming.
We're fighting, though, right?
Yeah.
And he's going to have to be like, what's all this then? Yeah. And make us stop.
Yeah.
What is Scud going to do?
Scud's going to watch this all happen. I don't think Scud... Does Scud have a part? I mean...
Do you guys need old Scud to do anything?
You know what you should do, Scud, is you should be like, Mr. Guard, there's something happening over here.
Oh, that would be good because that gets Scud in good with the guards.
You're like a
tattletale.
You should
be like
crime bosses.
Like a little baby tattletale, yeah.
Be a snitch for us.
I'll do it right now. Mr. Guard. Wait.
Rowan covers his mouth up.
Okay, so Toby and
Rowan.
Yeah.
You're gonna do which one of you has the better performance skill?
Ooh.
I have a zero.
I got a plus two.
There you go. You have the best one.
Alright, so Toby can assist. So why don't Toby try to assist first?
Oh boy.
Okay.
Oh no.
Well, I'm not gonna tell you what I got. Okay,
well,
I don't have to. I legally don't have to.
All right, Rowan, roll me a performance.
I'm scared. Ooh, thank God. I got a 20.
Whoa. Okay.
I got a 2. So yeah.
You extremely realistically to the point where Toby's like, "Hey."
Ow. I get up and I say, "No one bakes better beans than my mom," and then pick him up. I'm like a volleyball. Ah! Too hard.
I scream. Throw me like a volleyball?
Like
a very traditionally not thrown object.
Well, like, you know how you like toss it over your head?
One of the least thrown balls, oddly enough.
What? I mean, like both hands over my head.
Sure.
I pick you up
like a basketball, maybe.
You know what? That's...
Even a soccer ball can be thrown like that.
I apologize.
I can't think of a ball that's thrown less.
Someone in chat said, I can't believe Rowan just yeeted Toby.
This is very funny.
Right, I
this Toby's empty.
I'm screaming, beans!
And I run after I've thrown you. I run towards you into the trash can.
I'm like, ow!
I rattled the trash can.
All right, Scud.
Mr. Guard.
All right, Scud, roll deception.
It's not really deception, right? There is something going on. Like, he's not going to, like, the guard's not like, going to, like, there's going to be a big commotion happening right behind me. And the guard's like, I don't believe you.
It's more to see, like, if he sees that something's up.
Yeah, because you are technically...
Or you can do persuasion if you want to.
But... I rolled a 10. I'm looking at Chili Manili's character sheet. That's not good.
Of course.
Whoops.
Like, what the fuck is going on here?
Oh, wait, that is a low score. That's not good at all. Scud Derringer, here it is. Oh, yeah. Yeah, give me the stats. Which one's higher, huh? Deception? No, that's pretty low. Sweet. That's also low. So 12.
He stands up and he goes, oh, it's you again, new meat. He said, what did I say about rats? And
He doesn't like rats. Weirdly. And he bashes you across the face again.
That's a very good distraction, though, so you know.
That's going to be 9 bludgeoning damage. Oh, no.
Right.
We'll get that back, though.
Do you get a shiner on the other side of your head?
They can call you Four Eyes now, since I embedded another eyeball in your
head. Why does he have so many eyeballs? It was sticky.
You're like one of those hands that you throw against the wall and like gets stuck.
4 more eyeballs and I'll be a spider.
He is standing up and his back is away from his big old plate of sausages.
An embarrassing amount of sausage, Michael. That's just so many.
Dude, that's too many.
I would like to run and try and grab the sausages. Just as many as I can get away with without taking all of them.
Yeah.
Okay. So you're gonna have to roll something for sausage grabbing.
Like okay. Hand.
What if I did stealth?
There you go. That works.
Okay, we've got a pretty good score to this. 11 plus 14, so a 25.
All right, you are able to grab as many sausages as you would like.
Can I take a large amount, but I reshuffle the other ones enough to make it look like there's none that have been taken?
Damn.
Like you stack them in such a way.
It's like she's moving incredibly quickly, but it slows down a little bit as she's artfully putting them together.
So you grab a bunch and you artfully put the other ones together. Steimer Duncan walks over to the trash can.
Can I do an investigation check for any treats? I did it. I got a natural 20. Plus 12, so a 32.
You find a sharpened toothbrush.
Ooh,
in the garbage.
I put it in my shoesies.
Ow.
And you, just as you're putting it in your shoe, you feel yourself being bodily lifted out of the garbage.
Am I like covered in beans?
You are covered in beans and refuse. And you are face to face with Steimer Duncan with his big ugly mustache and his vein that's pulsing in his forehead.
Thank you for saving me. I was stuck in there and scared.
And he goes, don't ever interrupt me when I'm eating my sausages.
I didn't. I got tossed like a volleyball.
Oh, you only think you got tossed. I'll show you what tossing looks like.
Oh, no.
And he like spikes you into the ground.
Now, real quick, I just want to clarify that Roy threw Toby in the trash, and Toby is the one that got in trouble.
I think, the sense of justice that these guards have is lacking, in my opinion.
You take 5 bludgeoning damage from the ground.
You've been spiked into the ground.
That's a new one.
And Steimer Duncan turns towards Rowan, looks at her, and kind of gives her a little nod.
Oh, she likes nice. When you do bad.
Rowan, like, shrugs, like, hey, this is me. I can't stop being me.
Oh, and this crawl away.
All my friends are injured.
And
not Lonnie, though.
Simon Duncan sits down back at his plate of sausages, and he exclaims to himself, I might finally beat the 90 sausage challenge. And he starts stuffing sausages into his face.
So there, in this prison, there is a man versus food style sausage challenge, and this man who's very mean is extremely excited to beat it. It's like, wow, the depths. And who's he talking to?
He's just, I mean, it's
he's talking to himself.
What a dork.
What is the winning? What is the thing you win, the prize, if you eat all the sausages?
If Eludra was here.
You'd have to ask somebody who knows.
Damn.
You get all the blood back.
And who was it that just, it wasn't Steimer that just mentioned the sausages, was it?
It was Steimer Duncan, yes.
I'm going to be brave. I'm the only one who hasn't gotten hit yet. I'm going to go up to him. I'm going to say, what you win, you eat 90 sausages.
He glares at you in a way which would turn your blood cold. And
if you had any, they took all of our blood.
Also, Lottie's pockets are full of sausages.
Yeah, where'd you put the sausages?
Who knows?
I don't want to know.
And he goes, if I can beat this, then Joseph Longshadow lets me eat one of the prisoners. And then he stuffs another sausage in his mouth while making really strong eye contact with you.
I don't break eye contact with him. And I stick... She starts very slowly just to, like, stick one finger out just to, like, just try and touch a sausage while making eye contact.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Slower. Slower.
He goes,
so slow.
He goes, get back in your seat, inmate. Or I might have to give you an extra eyeball.
I'll keep my eye on you. And then Lonnie just walks away, backs up, not breaking eye contact. I know this game.
Yes, you're goddamn lucky I'm in such a good fucking mood.
I have like this secret passion. It's not a secret anymore because I'm going to tell you guys.
Thank you.
I want to make Stimer Lonnie's best friend. Like by the time they're out of here, they're going to be pen pals.
Oh man. Go on vacation with each other.
Yes. Oh, they are vacation buds. They're going to meet up in Napa Valley next year on a wine tour.
I want to kill this person, but I do want this to happen as well.
This is an alternate universe. They go on a wine and sausage tour.
What did you guys get anything good or?
Yeah, what? Lonnie, did you get?
Oh, yeah. And she opens up her pants and they're full of sausages.
Not the first time I've seen this.
Fuck yes.
Yeah.
I also found out Stimer said that if he eats 90 sausages, Jose will let him eat a prisoner.
What the fuck? I know I heard it before. It's just so funny. Why? Why does he want to do this?
I don't know. But then we held eye contact for a very long time. But he didn't punch me, so I think we're making headway.
I think he respected me for how hard I threw you like a volleyball, Toby.
Did you see how he threw me like a volleyball on the ground? As if he sighed it out and he was happy.
Oh my God.
Brother, I was so worried that you were gonna die.
It's okay. I've made of hardier stuff.
Really?
Yes.
This is the kind of hijinks we get up to in Tower of Grey.
Even though it looked very painful, it wasn't that bad.
We've really got to. You gotta think on your feet.
Yeah.
Be really nimble and flexible.
I feel like I could get through 75 more small bad things just to, whatever. I have 75 luck of health. I have 75 hit points. Rowan, here, take this. And then I pass her the shiv or whatever.
Michael, I have a question.
Mm-hmm.
Because I feel like this is just natural healing process, but we don't heal overnight just because we have the ability to do magic, because everyone can do it even if they don't have magic, right?
Yep.
So we're still getting hit points back. I mean, we get punched in the face for 5-9 hit points.
Mm-hmm.
Worth it.
Okay. Yeah.
When you take a long rest, you'll be fine.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Cool. I just want to make sure there wasn't anything wonky.
I keep my eyes, though.
Me a necklace or something.
You lose your eyes whenever you take a long rest. Everyone knows that. Okay, so you have that knife and you have some sausages, so I guess we're making headway.
Yeah. All right, and you know, my roommate's got a bow, or the startings of a bow back in our room, and okay, all right, we're getting there.
We're getting there.
Well, now I gotta eat the inside of these sausages so that I can take the casing.
Oh, damn.
I think that this is a terrible problem to have.
We have to silently eat prison sausages.
What if we ate prison sausage in Scud's tunnel?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, I don't think we can go there, though. Right?
I just thought that might be a real cool place that we could, like, hang out and make into our little, like...
like a clubhouse.
Tower Gray 4 only. Yeah,
yeah.
It's like our clubhouse.
Yeah.
I really love prison gas.
I don't, but that's because I feel naked and so cold without my magic.
All right, so are you handing the sausages off to Rowan?
I don't in public.
Yeah, I think we gotta, like, do that in the bathroom or something.
Yeah. I can also try to do it stealthily, but I would like to do it in the bathroom, like maybe through like a hole. Like,
oh my God.
It looks like a toilet paper roll.
We know what this hole is.
Y'all ever pass the sausage in the bathroom hole? yeah, sausages stereotypically do look like penises, I would say.
Damn. Hmm.
You don't say.
Yeah, that's not gonna. You're skilled adventurers, and I think you can do a sausage handoff without having to roll.
Thank you,
thank you, Michael.
can this episode be sausage handoff?
I'll probably forget.
Well,
but
I'm gonna make a note.
No, thank you.
So you all head back to your rooms.
Okay.
And I think Rowan and Nibor have just a feast.
We really do.
Oh my God.
These sausages are pretty good. Like, it is way higher quality of stuff than what the beans were yesterday. Yes. Or this morning, I guess.
Yeah, so I walk in the room and I'm like, hey buddy, brought you a little present. And then she flops the sausages down on the bed.
Oh my God, you did it in one day?
That's the power of Tower of Grey.
Wow. Let's get started on making these into bowstrings.
Hell yeah.
After we have a little snack.
I also got this shiv.
What the hell?
What do you have there? A knife!
A shiv! No! Yeah, I mean, you know, my team is so good.
Did you get enough sausages that maybe I could have a sausage?
Yeah, I think so. I just need the casing back. You just want the sausage?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, I can give you a sausage.
Thank you.
The sausage is good.
Thank you.
I give all my pals a sausage. They just gotta get me the casing back.
I've been making sausages for 17 years, and I've never actually tasted one before.
Hey, isn't it good?
It's really good. Maybe that's because I have scurvy and I've only eaten beans, but... Boy.
Yeah, a bean and bean alone diet. Yeah.
I don't know how you're still alive by only eating a beans, but I think it's the treacle tart makeup. We love beans, you know?
They're so good.
Yeah. Damn, what's your favorite?
I'm a lima guy.
Oh, really? Word? Yeah, I'm black-eyed.
Really?
But my opinion changes all the time, so.
How can you pick a favorite bean?
I know. Jelly.
Oh, nice one.
I'm sorry, I 100% believe that that is what Toby would say.
His family owns
his favorite bean is a jelly bean.
Jelly bean burrito.
I remember when you did that same joke back in the winter solstice of 43.
Yes!
That was a good memory. I hold those memories in my heart when I'm thinking of the dark time, when I'm in the dark times here.
We should trade family memories, and I'll tell you so many things as we walk to our rooms.
Okay. I wish we could stay together.
Same.
We can't, though.
Why?
Because it's prison.
Can I walk up to a guard that's not Steiner and pull on their pant leg? Like, excuse me, I would like to live with him now.
He pulls out his baton and goes, say another thing to me and I will beat you to death.
Yeah, he totally walks away.
Oh my God.
So you get back to your rooms. Jimmy Skaggs is like, hey, guess what time it is? It's the best time of the day. It's nighttime. You know what I'm talking about?
I like Jimmy Skaggs.
Oh. Jimmy, I don't see you that way, but thank you. I'm very flattered.
No, it's time. We're going to go down into our tunnels and go see the boss.
Okay.
Come on, let's go. This is going to be great.
As long as you're very clear where I stand on our relationship.
Hey, you know, you'll warm up to me. Don't worry.
In the tunnels.
Come into my tunnel, big boy.
Pass the sausage in the tunnel.
You guys climb down beneath, I think it was beneath your bed?
Mm-hmm.
The tunnel? And you go through the hallway and you get to the boss's chamber. He does the secret knock and you're let in and you see the boss and he's like, good work today.
Scud, I knew I had a feeling about you. I knew I could count on you.
Thanks. I hope all my jobs are that easy.
Oh, they won't be. Don't worry. You're gonna get a little blood in your hands before it's too late. But we'll start you out small. But I'm a generous man, and here's a pack of smokes for you. And he gives you a small bag full of silver balls.
This place is weird, Michael.
He's like, now, let's talk about your next job. It's gonna be a little harder.
I have to deliver two notes?
No, you won't believe your next job, which I'm gonna tell you.
Don't do it.
Next week.
No! Michael!
Michael? What's his new job?
I can't. You'll find out next week.
You'll find out next week.
But it isn't next week.
Well, you'll just have to wait.
I can't wait.
If he gives me another note, I'm reading it.
What if he gives you two notes? Will you read both of them? Or just one?
Yeah.
So here's the thing, y'all. Podcasts need your love to survive. One of the good things for the love is reviews. Agnes Monster Killer says, Slabber for Life. In my search for a podcast that might teach me something, I chose this one hoping to learn how to play Dungeons & Dragons. I have yet to play, but I absolutely love listening to these crazy drunks play. It's a pick-me-up when I'm down and always makes me laugh out loud. P.S. I'm currently on episode 117, and I still miss Tom. R.P. Tom. Sly Flourish. P.P.S. 777777. Irreverent Fool. Better than Blink. I found these guys in another streaming service almost a year ago and have worked my way through all their episodes since the time. They remind me of my own D&D groups, and I love the banter. The games feel real, organic, and fun. Absolutely the best. Simia Attack says, new listener, love it. Started 2 weeks ago and just finished episode 15. Catch up with you guys in a year or so. Simiach, you're the real deal. Hose248 says, from the future to the past. Hey guys, love your podcast. Been listening to it every day while at work. I started from episode one, so I'll slowly catch up with you in the future. HHHDHDSI says, just okay. The podcast is just okay. It took me a few days to get through the backlog. Not sure what's supposed to be going on here, but these people seem to just be drunkenly random most of the time. Sometimes they play make-believe. Those are the best parts. I'm going to keep listening to see if it gets better. 10-7 finger close out of 10. That wasn't a very nice one.
Yeah.
I think they were joking. But I'm not sure.
Jokes are tough. Miss Thankful says, fantastic. This is the diciest part of my week. Thanks all of you for such a fantastic podcast. Super Timor, 42 to 50 from Canada, says, first and only podcast I can listen. G'day, mate. When my wife was giving birth to my newborn daughter, I had all episodes on my iPod. I was on episode 130, but then I lost it while I went to grab food. Hopefully someone found it and can now discover it with you guys. I couldn't think of going back to work with knowing what happened next on the show. So 2 days before I got back to work, I bought a new one and we put all the episodes in there. We started from episode 1 and now I'm at episode 150. Can't wait to catch up. Keep up your racing.
Congrats on the baby.
Single Malt Teapot from the United Kingdom says, roll 7 for all the feels. I popped on the podcast last night after a couple of days where my own personal anxieties had been less than splendid. At that time, it was the company I wanted, and it got me thinking about what sets this podcast out from the others. It is gloriously entertaining, funny, full of awesome characters.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
And from time to time, far too many feels. Go be the best queen you can be a Ludra sniff. It is also something that is not only accepting, inclusive with regards to varying mental states, it shows wonderfully the way to support this. Over the last 5 months, I've gone through 260-odd episodes and can note numerous times where one or more of the hosts have not been having a good time away from their mics.
Damn, that's true.
That's so true. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much. This is a beautiful review.
Yeah, that's a really nice one.
Ileana Collins says, this 5e podcast inspired me to play Shadowrun.
Oh, nice.
I've been playing 5e for almost a year now. My friend recommended this podcast a few months ago. I'm currently on episode 172, and I figured it was time to leave a review. Thank you. It's your boy, MC from United States, says, please read on air. I started in June of 2018, and now on episode 178, can't wait to be all caught up on this. Eldris says, 5 slaver stars. This podcast is great. I've been listening to this almost nonstop since I found it on Spotify back in May. It makes the long work day go by in a flash as I'm instantly transported to Dark Rose, getting to hear about the tales of the Atlanta Falcons from the bars of Paler's Hope. I'm almost all caught up. I'm at episode 240 after starting from episode 1, back when you guys still have your devices in your head. Excited to start watching the Twitch live stream soon. Keep up the amazing work. You guys give me my D&D fix and have fun chemistry with each other. Thank you so much, everybody. It means a lot to me specifically. The others don't care about it. They don't. They think you guys are bad.
We all love it.
That's true. If you want to get in touch with us, we're on Twitter. We're at Geekly Inc. or at D&D Podcast, and I'm at Thrifty Nerd.
I'm at Tim Lanning.
I'm at Jennifer Cheek.
I'm at Nika _ Howard.
I'm at the Mike Bachman.
Didn't get your fill of action and adventure in this episode of Drunks and Dragons? Well, make sure to head over to geeklyinc.com where you can find other thrilling podcasts, fan art to make you blush, and gear to level up your adventuring quest. When you finished the sausage handoff, sausage handoff, head on over to Apple Podcasts or your other podcast app of choice to leave us a 5-star rating and review. Also, don't forget to head over to patreon.com/dandypodcast. Once you become a patron, you have access to exclusive content like ad-free episodes that you won't be able to find anywhere else. Every pledge helps us keep growing and makes the show better with each episode. If you've been wanting to meet your favorite podcasters or other fantastic Geeklies, don't miss out on GeeklyCon 2019 in Columbus, Ohio. Dates are July 18th through the 21st, and tickets are on sale now at geeklycon.com. Get your ticket today and get ready for the geekliest weekend yet. New episodes come out every Monday, so go subscribe, get your quest log filled, and get ready for things to get dicey.
Thank you, everybody. We'll be back next week. Until then, keep it dicey.
Some of the background music and ambience in this episode was from Sirenscape. Enhance your gaming table at Sirenscape.com.